Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Let's take a look at Matt McCabe. He's on the stand. And again, this is a kind of it's a gotcha. It's a let's take some things. I just feel like it's taking out of context. When they're talking about how John handled that night and some of the text exchanges that he had with that group. And we'll talk about it on the other side.
On February 1st of 2022 at 12:51 and 49 seconds, you texted the group chat to say, ask Chris to ask some questions, correct?
Yep, I'm reading it right now. Yes, that's correct.
And who is the Chris you were referring to?
That would be Chris Albert.
Brian's brother, correct?
That is correct.
And then you texted your wife, Brian Albert, and Nicole Albert, quote, tell them the guy never went in the house, correct?
Yeah, that's part of the same text. Yes.
Mr. McCabe, who was the guy that you were referring to? Does he have a name?
That would be John. John O'Keefe.
When you told the group to tell them the guy never went in the house, that was you talking about how you should all get your stories straight, correct?
No.
You would agree with me that your stories are all straight in terms of the guy never went in the house, correct?
Objection.
Can you answer that?
John never went in the house. It's not a story, it's a fact.
Yeah. Well, when you said, tell them the guy never went in the house, Brian Albert was on that exchange still, was he not? He was still part of the group text?
Yes, Brian is on the exchange.
And Brian Albert was the one to respond, wasn't he?
Let me switch pages here. 51.
He responded, did he not?
Yes, he did.
And then at that point, you knew Brian Albert was the oldest brother of the Albert family, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
The oldest sibling in that family, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And in his response to your instructions that his younger brother, Chris, should say that John O'Keefe never went in the house, or the guy never went in the house, you would agree with me that he responded with one word, correct?
Yes, he did.
And in response to you saying the guy never went in the house, Brian Albert's response was exactly correct?
Yes, that's his response.
We're done here.
It's all about optics, I think. It's another one where it's like tone has a lot to do with this. I mean, I can see how you can twist this into a real nefarious plot, but I mean, we're talking to people who are in law enforcement and they understand, okay, let's just lay out the facts of what's going on here. So it doesn't seem like a stretch to me for him to convey he never came in the house when they're just trying to figure out what happened, not necessarily to cover something up, but just be like, yeah, he never came in the house. I don't know. What was your take on that testimony?
Yeah, it I think it reemphasizes the things I was saying about piecing together memories for mm-hmm. people.
Yeah.
Because everyone had splotchy memories. You know what my honest opinion of it was? What a dummy.
How so?
He's in law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
He's done investigations. He should know that all these things are going to be discoverable, and yet he put it out there. What he should have done was say nothing in a text. I mean, so because the optic, he knows optics. He should know optics. You know, mm-hmm. he's shown a really rookie move here, in my opinion, of the entire thing. I mean, I think it was just dumb.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, because the optic is this, and here's my optic. You know, if I knew nothing of this case, to me, if I just heard this for the first time, it looks like he is trying to tell people what their memories are. That's not a good optic.
It's not. But at that moment in time, they're not also looking at this as a murder scene. I think they're kind of looking at it as there's a horrible accident that just happened here.
Yeah, I think they're looking at it as a cover your ass scene.
You think so?
It sounded like
yeah.
it. I mean, it literally, so every time, I mean, so if you're, were you ever in a situation in your life where something went a little sideways and you're with a group of people?
I'm sure I have.
And, well, I have been.
Sure.
And people have said to me, or I've said to others, hey, so here's what we saw, right? Just, okay. Just confirm in my mind. Here's what we, so that's to me is how this sounded. Here's what we saw, right?
Okay. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So, cause my memory's a little foggy here. So granted, it could be the most altruistic
yeah.
thing in the world is just, he's just helping, you know, cause again, the glass half full here on his side is saying, hey, I'm just going to help you have a recollection of what actually transpired. Cause they keep saying it's just the facts. It's just the facts. Mm-hmm. These are just facts and details. Okay. But the way, again, the way the defense is framing it is it looks really bad. It looks like you're trying to give people memories that they don't have.
True.
Because they're just, it sounds like they're just trying to get their story straight, which does not have a good optic for defense against the conspiracy.
No, I mean, trying to get their story straight, obviously, one thing. Beating him up and throwing him out of the snow, a completely different thing. You know,
100%. That's
yeah,
why,
yeah.
As, again, you see yeah. how different the things we're talking about have to do with what actually happened?
Yeah, completely.
Well, you know, and this is what I don't like the charges and I don't like the defense. I think they're way off of the fact that someone died tragically because of an accident. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, it was an accident. No one went out to murder him that night.
Yeah.
You know, and the way that, again, I saw the testimony too, the way that Karen laid on his body, the way that she freaked out when she yeah. found out he was, I mean, that is not someone that wants to off someone. I've seen a lot of cases and I've dealt with a lot of people that did things intentionally and then tried to hide it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look like that.
I would have to completely agree with you on that.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.